Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Now, we don't want to coast anymore.
Yeah, come on.
We all love Rosie. She's the queen of the prom. If you don't ask her to dance, well, she'll just break your arm. Because Rosie's as mean as a bull in the barn. Oh, Rosie, we love you.
Yee-haw!
We all love Rosie. I swear that we do. She captured the heart of every boy in school. If we didn't love her, she'd break us in two. Because Rosie's 6 foot two.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Coast to Coast, the Possum Hour theme.
merry-go-round broke down as we went round and round. Each time we'd miss, we'd steal a kiss while the merry-go-round went round. The merry-go-round broke down and made the darndest sound. The lights went low, we both said oh, and the merry-go-round went round. Oh, what fun, a wonderful time, finding love for only a dime. The merry-go-round broke down, but you don't see me frown. Things turned out fine, and now she's mine, 'cause the merry-go-round broke down.
Songs need more of adolescent young boy voices.
Oh, T.
All right. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of this game without the express and written consent of Major League Baseball is absolutely prohibited. Wait a minute. No, wait. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. And a week, whatever the fuck. It says week. I don't know why. I used to say weekend all the time. Anyway, I hope your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of electric office chairs and Fatal Flaw breast implants. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their lovely human patronage. Humanitarian patronage. They love. They care. They love. They make breast implants. What's an ethical breast implant anyway? Some tissues, some Kleenex. That's an ethical breast implant. Chewing the bra. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network. All the finest radio entertainment. Got to keep abreast of implants, says Ford. Indeed, sir. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mowl. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's gender reveal. Who knew? This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Portnoy Maggot, political pundit, a noted scab picker. Cake don't need implants. I heard that. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster explains the meaning of this. Then it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. A week's worth of time wasting. Well, fool has. I don't need breast implants either, Cake. The phone line will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
He says they're real and they're spectacular. And I can say the same. But first, a public service announcement.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right. They will. About a mile after they hit you. Stop. Trains can't.
this day. Step aside, partner, it's my day. Lend an ear and listen to my version
of a really crazy Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You'll leave that Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, not the hoodie pirate.
And to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow at 8 to the bar, then you know the Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, Tennessee, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station. That middle ace I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
My brain hurts!
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Hey, gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumbo! Yay!
Yes, and
enter.
And
Possum Hour says, "Suck it."
Beauty, beauty.
There you go. There you
Walter
go.
In the red. Walter in the red.
My
new favorite sound effect, man.
I love that scene.
Anyhow,
my facial expression doing that is great.
I love that movie. I love that man. they're showing that one Audie Murphy and Walter Matthau flick this week on Brit.
Okay, so what was that?
I can't remember the name of it. It's a stinker. But
okay.
It's just cool to see Walter Matthau on a Western.
Yeah.
How was your week, man?
That was all right. Not bad. I got pretty good news. I don't have to get a colonoscopy.
Hey!
They called
and
said, you know what? Fuck that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, what? You ain't pooped.
I don't
what?
Even know how can they do it. You know, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you got to lube that thing up with some doo-doo and stuff, man. It just doesn't make sense. That didn't make sense when you told me that. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I know. I was expecting
using it.
I was expecting the camera to poke out of my tummy. That ain't right.
Oh, well, I have a message to pass along.
Okay.
Ford says, please tell the professor he went over the top the last few days with all his musical postings on Gumby Loves Jazz.
Well, I thank
and
you,
on his profile.
Thank you for the comments. Yeah.
He went on one hell of a roll.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more back into jazz.
Oh, man. Dude, you'd have loved Saturday.
Sorry?
Went up to Bowling Green University to see my sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was up there for a, you know, a workshop with the students. Yeah. And holy shit. I watched them, I got up there Saturday, the end of her bullshit thing with the students. Watched the end of that, and then they rehearsed for like 20 minutes, maybe a half hour tops.
Right.
And they're like, you know this one? You know this one? Okay, you do this, you do that. Okay, cool. Bum, bum. Let's play a little bit of it. Okay, good. I mean, it was like nothing. These guys had never played together, you know, as a group. And later that night, man, they pick it up and they just fucking wailed for 90 minutes.
God damn.
It was amazing.
Oh, I love jazz. Playing off of one another.
Closed with the Thelonious Monk, man. It was.
Gotta love the Monk.
Man. It was insane, man. I just couldn't believe it. Then I'm watching, I think she did a duet with the one guy. Just her and another guy on a guitar, right? He was brilliant. Cause he played keyboards, and then he got a guitar on and was brilliant on both. Mm. Anyhow, they do this. It was an old standard. I can't remember which one. Come Rain or Come Shine, I'm thinking. But it was one of those like that. And they, like, went, okay, you do it this way. Is that a thing? Okay, boom. Like, 5 seconds. Is that a F chord and change and blah. Played like they'd rehearsed for months, you know. it's seemingly flawless, you know, to an untrained ear. And then I get home and I turn on this video of John Lennon and George Harrison in the studio on the Imagine album. They're plunking stuff out, and then Lennon's like going, What chord is this? Dunk, 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 dunk. What chord is this? Dunk, dunk, dunk. Holy shit. They made the Beatles look like a pile of puke, to be honest. Hate to say it.
No, you're right.
Man, they just look like amateurs. I mean, I watched professionals practice, and it was like badass, right? Hit it off with the bass player pretty good. He was a cool guy. We went out and partied afterward.
Oh, nice.
It was
hanging with
time.
The musicians, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, these weren't like the you know, the touring jazz type guys.
Yeah.
These were more teachers and stuff. But still, they had some stories and whatnot.
Always good. Always good.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
great. You had a good time.
I had a great time. Great to see my sister. It's good. I'm glad the boys didn't go because we had a good, a lot of good one-on-one, you know?
Yeah. Right. Chicago, so, yeah.
Right, right. So Sunday we were having brunch out on this El Fresco at this restaurant.
Yeah.
And they got a speaker pretty much near our table, you know, and they're playing like 80s music. And it's like pretty loud, and it's kind of bothering both, especially her, being a musician and all. And this is one of the songs that they played, so I thought, well, that'd be appropriate to blow the fuck up.
Did you tell everyone that you're going to blow it up on your podcast?
No, I didn't think of it until the ride home. But but she said, she asked if they'd turn it down, and they did, so she gave a nice fat tipper.
Oh, good, yeah.
It's real nice. It's all good. Yeah. You know, it's Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
The theme song to the James Bond dud. Pew to a Kill. That was the one with, what's his head? Yeah, that was
I've
a
never
dog.
Seen it. Never seen
a
it. I
dog.
Gave up on Bond.
Well, he's getting blowed up right here, bub.
Blowed him up.
We fucked it all up. Fucking
John Wayne is big.
The hell he was!
Could it be the hole up opening wide?
Pull the string.
A sacred wire, a mystery caving inside. We can fly until we dance into the fire. That fatal kiss is all we need.
Fire phasers.
Your ass.
Played a 10-string tipple.
Okay, a tipple. You talking about the tipple before, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd never heard of a tipple.
No.
I was telling my sister about Timmy. So I said my three new albums this year were Timmy Rogers, Jackie Gleason, and hers.
She's a good company.
Very eclectic collection. 10-string tipple. Alrighty. Hey, man, I cut the grass today, man.
Nice. You had the weather for it, didn't you?
Oh, it's dry as hell, man. Like the grass coming out of the lawnmower was like dust. It's like turning to dust. Oh, it's dry. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was dry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. But anyway, I did it in two tries, two whack at it, which usually takes three, and earlier in the summer it was like four. So
how many beers did it take?
I only had a beer in between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got out of breath. I said, you know, it's hot. I got to sit down for a minute. It's only a natty.
There you go.
Watch the rest of the Bucko podcast.
Buckos.
Yeah, season's over, man. But they still find shit to talk about. It's pretty cool.
You got to keep it going. Keep the podcast going.
This one guy does one Monday through Friday. Every day. Like, all year round.
Okay.
Crazy. Good podcast, though.
Making some good money.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I like this.
No. He used to work for the newspaper and shit. Yeah. Man, you don't realize we'd have to, I mean, like, well, I guess, I don't know how they do royalties to music people, but that'd have to be handled. Like, all the slideshows, none of that shit, because that's reusing people's shit. It's just pirate radio, sir. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
This is an under-the-table cash operation over here, man. No, take no Venmo. Okay. Wonder where GT is tonight, man.
We're GT-less?
No GT. Apple Cheeks hasn't made it yet.
Okay.
But she, you know, she has stuff to do. GT? GT lives on the computer, man.
He's getting ready, man. This is his season.
That's true, man. He's probably working
on
his costume. Yep. Or some lawn monstrosity that's going to scare the shit out of little kids.
He lives for that shit.
Cake almost forgot.
Spicy wings. That's what he lives for.
Yep, you got that right. Well, speaking of which, there's some wings coming up in the news, man.
Okay.
But we do have Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
We're lucky because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Damn Skippy.
She had day off today. Muy bueno.
Oh, she had Groucho's birthday off. I think it should be a national holiday. Yeah.
I should have done something for Groucho's birthday, but when I was doing the show, putting the show together, I didn't know it was Groucho's birthday.
Yeah.
Already done.
We'll come around again next year.
Yeah, I'll have another one because he'll still be dead.
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel like ancient, though, now that you can remember when Groucho died?
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Now I feel really old.
It's easy.
I felt really young at the time.
Yeah, Elvis was stealing all the glory.
Well, that's right.
He died three, four days after Elvis.
That's right. We were playing
like that little blurb on page six. Well, Elvis was all over the front page still.
We were playing the Guess Who Died game back then. My sisters and I.
I guess who died.
Those were halcyon days, man. Guess who died? Uh-huh. I got Elvis, man. Oh, my God, man. I got my sister's room. Guess who died? Elvis Presley. No way. That was one of the classics, man. Guess who died? Elvis fucking Presley. Woo!
King is dead.
Yeah. Died on a toilet. I love it. I don't want to die on a toilet, man.
Nah.
I'm a sleepy
bed. No one would really know about it.
I want to drop that in the backyard.
Roll, everyone's going to know you're on the show.
That's true. I just want to be like walking to the shed and drop dead.
Yard. Yeah, you know? Even got the location worked out. Like
yeah, that. You know, somewhere in the middle of the backyard, nice comfy spot. Fall on a groundhog. Thanks for coming, Cake.
Cake, I think Cake.
Appreciate it. I was looking at the ratings, man. We're big in Canada.
Yeah.
Big in the United States.
Uh-huh.
We get listens from Japan.
Okay.
And where was the other one?
Oh, how come we don't get France anymore?
I don't know, man. The French, they're kind of standoffish these days. I don't know why.
Well, they used to listen just because it was the Grenache station. Grenache network. That's what wheeled them in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, here, I'm going to go to the thingy. What was the other country? Okay, Japan, then South Korea, and then the United Kingdom. I wonder
there's
if that's
my
like
family's listening.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, that's probably your in-laws or something, man.
Yeah. keep the track of there. Yeah.
Nice. Well, Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Ah, sweet Alice.
Coming, Apple Cheeks. We were just talking about it. I bet your ears were ringing, and that's why she buzzed in. Good to have you with us. And Fort Prefect.
Fort.
Yeah, it's the Canadians, man. Canadians come through, man.
Yeah, God bless the Canadians.
Fort Prefect is here. He's almost everything in the show so far. Except for that bassy tune. That was on an old audio cassette I was playing in the car, man, on the way up to Bowling Green this weekend.
Okay.
I was like, whoa, what the hell is that one? What's the name of that one? Holy magoo. That's the opener. Fort says, go Jays!
All right.
We start playing up to their potential. If they do, they could go deep. Thank you for that analysis, Ford. Back to you, Gumby. and there's other people's eyes, our old pal Ope.
Ope's here. Other people's eyes.
Good guy. He wasn't alive when Groucho died. He don't remember when Groucho died.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
We were juniors in high school, 1977.
Yeah, I was 16.
I was 17.
You were 17, exactly. Alrighty. Well, I was really sad, man, when Groucho died.
Gosh,
I was a huge
here.
Marx Brothers fan.
Yeah. I lived for the Marx Brothers back then.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't have any friends to share that enthusiasm with.
I didn't really either.
No.
I mean, like, you know, my best buddy kind of recognized the coolness, but he doesn't like a freak like I was, you know?
Yeah. I couldn't get people to watch black and white, let alone, like, silent Buster Keaton movies and shit like that.
He got me into the Martin and Lewis ones. That was his big one. They were okay, but they weren't as good as the Marx Brothers.
Oh, no.
Sheesh. Anyway. There they are. The possum, the few, wait, and hovering above in the flea trap convertible, what's his head? What's his head? Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance, parking that at a
podcast. Commodore Decker is the superhead.
Hey, Beaver.
We played in the West.
We played in the East.
We've heard the most, but you're the least. Three little pigs, one played a pipe and the other danced jigs. The three little pigs are still around, but the playing music with the modern sound.
What kind of shit is that?
Don't ask me, man. I just work here.
Whoop.
Right. We got a ice cold Molson Canadian.
Ah, there you go.
I you know, we went up to, it was a cool place, after the, concert, one of these breweries, microbrewery.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had, any of you guys have been to one of these. I went to one in Pennsylvania when I was there. Kind of an outdoorsy type place, although we were inside, but they have tables outside and they brew their own beer.
Yeah, they got a few of them here around this area. I've never been to one.
It's a big deal. I mean, they're sprouting up everywhere. So, anyway, this guy built this one because he wanted to hear jazz. He wanted to hear music. And so, like, I think every Wednesday night, the bass player and a bunch of other guys come over and they play. Kind of cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
Anyhow,
any kind of outdoor event.
Yeah. My complaint is, though, what is it with these craft breweries? They got to make everything so frickin' hoppy. They put way too much hops in their beer.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't like hoppy beer. I don't like IPAs. They do taste like warm cat piss.
Carried away with the hops.
They get crazy with the... What's with the hops? Easy on the
hops,
man.
Always with the hops. Always with the hops.
That's why I love Molson, man. There's like, it's like so not hoppy. It's just smooth. Smooth and creamy and delicious. That's my fave. Beyond question.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
No, no, none of this designer beer hoppy shit. I told him that on the way out. I said the black lager was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Hungarian lager or something like that. I said, nah, hoppy. Too much hops in the black one too, man. Fucking lager.
That sounds racist.
Well, nothing I could do about it. It was a dark beer, man. Woo.
Yeah.
It looked like an iced coffee. Yeah, it's good. It was okay, but like I said, it's just too many hops, man.
Yep.
Anyway, enough of that rant. What else do I got? I got any notes? Oh, good. I called that guy. That's a good thing. Boy, I'll tell you, man, I'm so busy.
Sweet.
Always something.
Back in the box, baby.
Always something. Might do a tattoo parlor Christmas party. That'd be fun.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and they're in the neighborhood. That's kind of neat. Oh, yeah.
I could even ask you to do some designs for them.
This morning, I put the link to the show up, or picture to the show, and now... Since, you know, the frickin' Facebook and Canada are at war or something, I post the link separately in the comments.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I went to post the link in the comments, I wrote the missing link, ... and then put the link, right?
Yeah.
Immediately I get this thing comes up, bleep, you've violated Facebook standards. What? What did I do? What did I do? And I go back to refresh my page and shit, and the picture of the possum and the gym crack's still there, but the comment's gone. I can't look at the comment.
You're offended the creationist.
What the fucking fuck? So I pasted it without saying anything, and what the fuck?
That's what it was.
I have this one site that shows me pictures of old pictures of ladies in negligees and shit.
They don't want any false news going around. And there you are saying that evolution's true.
Wow. The missing link is verboten. What the fuck's going on in this world, man?
Anyway, it was a good joke. Here's the missing link. I liked it.
Yeah, the missing link. What? It's a joke. Like that old people cartoon, you know? Some people just got no sense of humor.
No. The world we live in.
Yeah. And then I lost my wallet.
Oh.
I hate losing
shit.
You don't
want to do that.
I go in like DEFCON 12, man. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
That's a panic right there.
I ran into, you know, I look at the bedroom, look at the way, all the places I leave it in the house, it's nowhere. None of them. Okay, pants pocket. It's got to be pants pocket. Oh, God, it's not a pants pocket. And it's got to be in the car. I checked the car like 3 times before I fucking found it. It's like, in between the seat and the door, you're like on a thing.
Okay.
It was the same color as the wallet, so I didn't see it.
Wow.
3 or 4 times, but...
I didn't think you had a wallet. Didn't you just wrap a band around your credit cards or something?
I used to be a money clip, man.
Money clip.
For many years. Till my money clip broke. I had just, like, I don't know, not too long before that, had found a wallet on my walk. Beautiful, brand new wallet. Nothing in it.
Oh, okay.
So I said, well, why don't I just use that free wallet I just found?
So,
now the free wallet's getting a little shabby. So I don't know. But I like the wallet because it's a cloth wallet. It's not leather. It's not hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always keep my wallet in my front pocket. 2 reasons.
Yeah.
Better for your back, and it's harder to pickpocket.
Yes. But I always felt awkward. I used to do that too, and I never liked it. Too bulky
what,
in the front. I just stopped
front?
My wallet altogether. Yeah.
You don't do it? You don't do it in the front? Do it in the back?
Well, now I just have that little thing that they have now where you just put your credit cards in, the money clip.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I got that little job, yeah. But before I tried using a full wallet in the front, I couldn't stand it. I just hate wallets altogether.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Back pocket, it's guaranteed to be missing on me. So I lost so many wallets when I was younger, I said, fuck this.
I'd be driving. Oh, I'd drive, I'd get a... aching my back, and it's just no fun. Let's spin a speaking of no fun.
Spin that wheel.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yeah! Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
Well, you know what that means.
Oh, geez.
Tonight's 3 minutes is like,
slightly painful.
2 minutes. Yeah,
like a cowboy's catheter.
Yeah, you're gonna get a whole minute back.
Right.
No charge. Shipping and handling fees apply, but still.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah, and if you act now, we'll send you 2 minutes. And there's more. Yeah, baby. Alright.
Yeah, man.
Ready.
Coming up.
Oh! Gorgeous is saying hello to Apple Cheeks Alice. Alrighty.
Everyone loves Alice.
What the hell, man?
Uh-huh.
Stupid if you didn't. Alright.
There it is.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present 3 minutes you'll never get back. It's part of our zeitgeist.
Okay.
Dig it. 3 minutes.
But there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake. It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake.
I'm the CEO. I'm the CEO of Mullet. Do not touch it, do not pull it. Unless you wanna eat a bullet, you can taste it in your gullet. Everybody stop and stare, they be watching me. I just do the mullet shake to shake these haters off of me. White boy swag, but my mullet, it be leaking like a shark up in the deep end. How I got these women shrieking. My mullet sick, gnarly rap. Don't tell me I already know. No ocean, but I got the flow. I want one too, then let it grow. It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, mullet. Do the mullet shake, mullet. Do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake. It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, mullet.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. Mullet shake.
They're talking about Merces in the possum line.
McDonald's French fries.
Right.
All right. Where's our opening music? The Salvo. Yeah, well, I don't know. Would you carry a purse?
No.
No?
No.
That's not a Philly thing at all, is it?
No, not at all. It's your opinion. Remember Jerry Seinfeld? It's your opinion.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah. I could probably get away with it because I'm artsy and fartsy. More fartsy these days, unfortunately. But I do carry a bag, though. I carry a bag with my markers and paper in it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like a purse. It's like a woman's purse. She goes through it.
Like
I got
a tote bag type thing? Or is it like
a tote bag.
Okay.
And I got, like, pain relievers and Band-Aids and towels. I always know where my towels are. Thank you very much.
Tampax?
I got, like,
four
little...
In
no Tampax.
Okay.
I got one. I got an empty holder. So.
Okay.
And little charcoal pencils for drawing doggies.
There you go.
Oh, I got a doggy gig coming up next month.
Another doggy gig, huh?
Yeah. Fucking all whole afternoon of drawing dogs.
Yeah, why don't they have their faces with the dog? Why just the dog?
Some people do. Sometimes they all do. But
yeah,
this one group I do, they almost always just do the dog.
Huh.
There was one Great Dane, though. I should have taken a picture of it. It was pretty awesome. They had an awesome picture of the dog.
Uh-huh.
And I drew it off the gym crack. It was a great picture to work from. So. Anyhow, I don't want... Speaking of animal, the animal news.
Okay.
The animal world here. Police canine rounds up 30 loose goats on a New York road.
It's in their nature. It's in their blood.
Yeah. Yeah. So they get 30 goats escaped from a nearby, well, I guess it was a goat farm. Anyways. That was exciting for the dog. A tortoise escaped from a Pennsylvania vet clinic for the third time.
I think
he means it, man. Let him go, you know? Let him free.
He's not happy to...
We talked about this one last time. Tank.
Yeah.
Tank is a... Yeah. He's a huge tortoise. And he escaped for the third time, man. There was a hole in the fence, and he plowed right through it.
I had good luck with Tank. And everything.
Good luck with Tank. good guy. He deserves his freedom.
Yeah. So.
All right. Oh, yeah. Remember the White Claw stealing bear?
Yes, yes.
The three-legged bear named Tripod?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he broke into the neighbor's place, too, drank... Oh, no, wait. He opened the outdoor fridge, and, he did not appear to, help himself any adult beverages. Guess he's just looking. They got it on the family. Maybe they didn't have any good stuff, you know, he's like, I ain't drinking Natty Light, crying out loud. It looked like a three-legged bear.
Yeah.
Oh, this was kind of weird, man. A bear invaded this picnic. This was in Mexico.
Yeah.
And he's standing on the picnic table, eating the food off the table. And Grandma is right there, man, sitting right there by the fucking bear's head, holding
Jesus
Grandson
Christ
into her bosom away from the bear so he can't see because he's a little kid with Down syndrome who's terrified of animals.
Oh.
And she's just tongue tough, didn't move, waited till the bear was done eating, and he left, you know.
Yeah.
And she said her ability to keep cool was due to her experiences as a midwife and a yoga instructor. Pretty cool.
Okay. But I'm wondering, did this bear just come out of the blue? I mean, didn't they have enough warning to get the hell out of there or something?
Well, you know, they must have been in a park somewhere, and he just stepped out of the woods.
Yeah, just jumped right in there.
Yeah, in a park
okay
in San Pedro Garza Garcia.
The poor kid was frightened and shit, yeah. Trying to keep
him quiet.
No,
the kid's like, cool, because he's getting suffocated in Grandma's bosom. You don't know what the fuck's going on. He's like,
wow.
Yeah, and this fucking bear's eating right off the table, right in front of him. I mean, like, right there. Crazy.
Holy shit.
But she's cool as fuck, man, Grandma.
Bad you know what to do. Don't panic.
Leave it to Grandma,
you know,
man.
Easy
they're in
get
charge.
Don't panic. Yeah.
But they're in charge, man.
Yeah, holy shit.
I thought I have the Moth. You ever listen to Moth Radio Hour on NPR?
No.
On the weekends. Good share. People get up there and they tell true stories.
Uh-huh.
And they've usually told these stories a few times. They're well
uh-huh
instructed. Unlike this program, so for instance. They have a beginning, middle, and an end. And this guy was telling a story about being attacked by a bear this weekend. It was really interesting. But he was like depressed and shit, took a walk in the woods and got lost. He's thinking like, I want to die, you know. Drown and
that
all
bear
stuff.
Changed his mind.
Dog dead. He sees the bear. He goes, I realized at that moment I didn't want to die.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really want to die.
I used to work with a guy who liked to go hunting and everything. He said that a bear came up to him. You know, he just. He let the bear beat him up. The bear would slap him around and everything. He would just be still as possible. He said it went on for maybe 10 minutes, but it felt like hours.
Did he play dead?
I don't know if he played dead or not. He just didn't do anything.
You're supposed to play possum,
his ass around. Yeah.
You're supposed to play
possum. I think
he
was standing up at the time. It's a little too late to play dead. He said he went through Vietnam. He said, but that bear was the scariest he's ever had in his life.
Yeah, he should have gone down on the first punch and just...
Yeah.
Off,
look at me, I'm dead. Poor possum.
I thought that time I seen the possum actually do it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did it to Ted. Ted gave him the old Bruce Lee body slam.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, ugh. And Ted's like, huh? Looking at him and sniffing him and stuff, and I said, "All right, come on in, Ted. You did your job, you know." Because I figured, the possum might be playing possum. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I looked out. In 10 minutes, he was gone.
Ted walked away like a badass. You see what I
yeah
did to that thing? Don't fuck with me, man.
Yeah, see, that was where the raccoons went They fought back. No.
Now, do possums play dead, or is it something in their system that just
paralyzes them? They actually
kind of
go dead. That's why it fools the other animals, because their system actually shuts down. They're out of fear.
Yeah.
They just go, pass out. A minute, you know, and then they come to, and they're like, holy shit, get the fuck out of here. All right. A runaway spider monkey was found after 24 hours in Mississippi. That's good.
Okay.
We're on fucking the house cats and have mutant cat monkeys running around. The monkey had a bath and a blow dry before settling in for a long nap. Oh, boy. Kenzie. The spider monkey.
Nasty.
I used to have a howler monkey. Did I ever tell you about that? Never mind. An emotional support alligator is barred from attending a Phillies game. Now, that's just not right, man.
Yeah. Jesus.
Where's your wokeness, man?
Wow.
This guy bought tickets. He'd been into other ball games, so he assumed it was okay. They never asked or checked about it, but they're only allowed service animals, not emotional support animals. So
you got to train the alligator to be more supportive.
They asked him to leave. He said he's cool with it. He understood. That's cool, you know. He took his alligator. He's had the alligator for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And Wally, the alligator, has a very mild temperament. He doesn't show aggression. He hasn't since the day he was caught. And we can never understand why. You know why? He's waiting. He is waiting for his
for the perfect
chance.
Opportunity. To
you know
her.
That?
It's in their blood, man.
He's going to get to a certain size, and he's going to eat you, man. Oh, fucked up. All right. Still in Philadelphia. This is funny. A Philadelphia thief unknowingly stole a shop vac filled with hundreds of angry hornets. That's funny. this guy of a, you know, help gets rid of bees.
Uh-huh.
He, oh, geez. Sound okay?
Yeah, you sound
I guess my ear's ringing. It's fucking tinnitus. Guy that gets rid of bees. What did he say? It was about 400 European hornets, at least half of which were queens, that he'd trapped there the day before, so they were probably not so happy.
Now, where did he steal this from? Because it sounds like it was a setup. Somebody wanted him to steal it.
I think it was out of his truck.
Yeah?
Yeah, the back of his pickup truck.
So, you imagine
stealing a shop back.
Oh,
holy
Christ.
Shit. That's great.
Well, it's great if he opened it up in his car. If he took it to the car and drove off.
Angry bees! Not the angry bees. Officials searching for source of mystery odor in Wichita, Kansas.
Mystery odor. We're a long, long time ago, mystery odors.
Yeah, this was compared to gas, burning rubber, asphalt, or a car engine. Smell. But they're unaware of what's causing the smell, and it hasn't had an impact on the air quality rating, but it stinks. This is Wichita, Kansas. So,
I got to be worried about that if it smells a little bit.
I mean, what the fuck's in Kansas anyway? Just stay out of Kansas. That's mine.
That's it. Avoid Kansas.
This problem? Can't be that hard. All right. All righty, moving right along as I belch my way to Europe.
All right.
It's time once again. Yes! 104-year-old skydiver might be the world's oldest.
104.
A skydiving business in Chicago going to have a 104-year-old jumper recognized as the oldest person to go tandem skydiving. Dorothy Hoffner, 104, at the Jump Sunday in Ottawa, Illinois. Breaking the record held by... Go ahead. What?
I hope they have people checking his chute. Because that sounds like this guy wants to commit suicide. He wants to end it.
Well, it's a tandem skydiving. Yeah. That means you go down with the instructor tied to
you. Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, training wheels.
Jesus.
Yeah. But still, I mean, 104, you might break.
I don't know, man. They got to get these guys tested, a doctor's note or something, aren't they? You afraid of being sued or something?
I would bet. Uh-huh. They don't specify, but I would bet they had to be checked by a...
Yeah. Because just having them sign a waiver saying that they're not responsible, that's not going to hold up in court.
I know. It's
fuck that.
Dumb. It's dumb anyway. You know, you want to get some thrills? Look at some internet porn or something.
Yeah. Sit home and watch what those shows the old people watch.
Yeah. Murder, She Wrote.
Just watch. Yeah, watch that crap over and over again.
Murder, She Wrote. Get William Wyndham.
Yeah.
All right. A 45. Oh man, I caught a second of that the other day, and the dad from Happy Days was the cop.
Yeah.
He had the worst New England accent I've ever heard in my life. It was terrible. Now, Wyndham's is legit, because that's where he grew up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. C was... I'm pulling it off. All right, anyway, 45-year-old Colorado man breaks a world chin-up record. That's badass.
Yeah.
1,010 chin-ups in 1 hour. Beat the record of 993. That's fucking badass.
Jesus Christ, that is. See, that's impressive.
Pardon me?
That's impressive.
It is impressive. That is.
Good God.
He said, I felt out of breath until the 44-minute mark. Then I started feeling that I could actually do it. My injury slowed my chin-ups down. I actually vomited right after the event. If you had a strain or something.
You didn't need to tell people that.
I know. A little too much information, dude.
Uh-huh. Take your victory.
Congratulations to Mike Rumpf.
Rumpf.
Yeah. All right. More feats of strength. A Ukrainian strongman pulls cars with his teeth for 2 world records. World record for pulling the most cars pulled with the teeth, hauling 6 cars and drivers, a total weight of 16,763 pounds.
Jesus.
And then the record for the fastest 30-meter car pull with teeth. Pulled a 2,229-pound taxi cab the required distance. In 15.63 seconds.
Still Ukraine?
This Ukrainian dude.
Yep.
I
wouldn't doubt it, man.
Dmytro Rudzinski. Yeah, that's what she said. All right. I used to date her in high school. All right, a Missouri group plays baseball for 100 hours to break a world record.
Wow.
100 hours in 1 minute for Guinness record.
Yeah.
In Kansas City. That's pretty cool. Kansas City. Big baseball town, Kansas City. A lot of baseball history there. The Negro Leagues and whatnot. Anyway, the game raised $32,000 for charities.
Okay, nice.
So,
and they all had
a lot of high school. All right. It's a lot of game. I was in the hotel waiting for my sister, and this baseball team was checking out, and the one guy goes, "Did you wash your pants?" He goes, "No, I didn't wash my pants. I didn't have to wash my pants." He goes, "Oh, that's right, because you're perfect at playing baseball," or something like that. You're an expert at baseball. That's why. Everybody else has stained-up pants, you know. An Australian strongman pulls 44,753-pound hydraulic crane. Not with his teeth, though.
I just hope not.
He's sitting down pulling it toward his body like a man. He's got to have abs of steel.
Jesus Christ.
Sheesh.
Superman over here.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Australian bodybuilder. Jordan Biggie Steffens. Yeah, he earned that nickname. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
What do we got? Germany. Oh, this guy I like. This is a cool one. A German engineer custom fit a Nerf gun that fires 11 darts per second.
I like it.
It's right. Thomas Bush's Moab, the mother of all blasters. So they're giving him a world record for that. Getting struck by a dart does hurt a bit, he said. They fly at like 44.7 miles per hour. 100 darts per second is what
Jesus
he's shooting
Christ.
For. That's what he's shooting for. 11, he's up to 11 per second now, the record. Very cool. I didn't know there was like a pirate Nerf.
That's what the terrorists should have. Give them those Nerf guns.
Okay, we got to get going here. Canadian man eats 135 Carolina Reaper peppers in one sitting. That one's for, I had that one for GT, man. 50 of the world's hottest chili peppers in a record-breaking 6 minutes and 49 seconds. And then he went on to eat another 85 more. Sheesh, 135 Carolina Reapers.
Fucking nuts, man, with that shit. I wouldn't eat one.
Guy's going to have stomach problems, man.
Uh-huh.
It breaks to you, Chief. All right, 219 dogs attend the Paw Patrol movie screening to break a world record.
Okay.
That's a lot of dogs. You're at an outdoor movie showing it on a big screen for the puppies. Oh, nice. All right, good for the puppies. Let's see. Oh, and finally, an Idaho man breaks his own record for catching grapes while juggling. It's about time.
Yeah, get back to the grapes.
I guess Hollywood moving didn't slow down their teamwork.
Nope. Oh, he's involved, too?
Yeah.
He teamed
up with Hollywood Hannon to break the record. Uh-huh. They originally set at 35 grapes. He did 39 grapes in 1 minute whilst juggling. All right. You know,
that's
of course,
amazing.
He's trying to... He's trying to bring awareness to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education.
There you go.
Either STEM. Oh, I hope his kids saw the Paw Patrol movie this weekend. There you go, man.
Nice.
Cool. Excellent. See how it all comes together?
I like it.
I love when that happens.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
a real young girl, man, sweet as she can be. I got a real young girl, man, sweet as she can be. Hey, but loving that woman, man, I swear it's killing me. Now when I love my baby, I'm trying to do my best. When I love my baby, people, I'm trying to do my best. But she said, that's so good, Daddy, but I know you ain't done yet. And I can't keep it up, the little girl too much. I can't keep it up, the little girl too much. Hey, I can't keep it up, people, but I hate to let that little girl down.
I mean, that means, you know, that's a whole other ball game there. Man.
It changes the whole meaning.
The one little two-letter word changes everything.
Man, I've been the month of September. I was home on Saturday night. I was in my own town on Saturday night, just two nights. Is that crazy?
Oh, in all September? No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, busy man.
I tell you, man, on the road.
Uh-huh.
On the road again, man. I'm on the road this weekend.
Beauty.
So I got to get, if there's going to be a show, I got to get it together before I leave town on Thursday.
Any gigs in Miami?
almost. I almost had one last in September, yeah.
Okay.
Close to Miami.
When you used to get a kick out of that?
The Trash Guy's Picnic.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Happened yet? Okay.
No, that was last one. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
There were some goons at that one, dude. I mean, goons. This one guy, he looked like he was from Deliverance, you know? He was one of the brothers, just, you know, that they... They'd cut to, they were just going,
I bet you love drawing those guys.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wish I should have taken a picture of him.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to exploit
him. They got more character, man. You must love that.
Oh, my God. It's so easy. He was like, he was a cartoon, man, already. He really was. He was ridiculous looking. Weird, man. There's some weird looking units in this world, man. There really are. You know, not that there's any. I'm not talking,
no,
you know, talking smack on the guy or nothing.
Yeah.
A goon's a goon, man. He knows he's a goon. He's got a mirror.
He's got it by now. Yeah.
I'm coming to terms with my baldness. A picture me, and I'm like, it looks like I got a comb over and everything. It's really bad. I got to do something about the wig.
Yeah, you see my one comment where that guy posted the, Alex, what's his name? Chuck, wasn't it, that posted that? What do you miss from high school?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I did see it.
Yeah, I think it says, what did you have in high school that you don't have now or something?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised someone wrote hair.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. That one picture me at my class reunion.
I figured somebody had to said it.
Hope says,
okay.
Hope says get a nice hat. I was thinking that earlier, man.
Yeah, get a pork pie, baby.
I like that one you had, and I almost bought one like that this summer.
Yeah.
At Target, but they didn't have a belt that fit me, and it pissed me off so much I didn't want to buy the hat. And I'll be damned if I'm going to buy a hat if you're not going to fucking have a belt that fits my fat ass. I went through that on the show already, because they had fat chicks on the wall, on the pictures, in the clothes, to sell shit, but they don't have a belt for a fat guy. What the fuck is that, man?
I'm attached to this place.
Damned if I'll buy your hat even though it fits my big ass head. Alright.
Loser. 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 $500? Apu, wake up! I want to buy a yodel and this lottery ticket. I have this much.
Sorry, you do not have enough for both.
Oh. Yodel.
Well, that doesn't have to. I got to put the yo hoo hoo on that.
Oh, yeah. Yo-hoo.
Dang it.
Yo!
Total time!
Yes, lady, oh, lady, hey, lady. It's raining here. Storming on the deep blue sea. Cloud, it's raining, yeah. Storming on the deep blue sea. There ain't no black-headed mama can make a fool out of me. Old lady, old lady, hey, lady. Now a train coming down the railroad track, and I love to hear the bark of that old smokestack. Yo, lady, old lady, hey, lady, only old lady, only old lady, only old lady, lady, old lady, talk about your trouble. That's all I've ever known, man, man, man. Talk about the troubles. That's all I've ever known. But if I hadn't have been a man, I would have stayed at home. Old lady, old lady, hey, lady. I may need clothes. I may need hat and shoes, Lord, Lord, Lord. I may need clothes. I may need hat and shoes. But no difference what I need, I never sing the blues. Yo, lady, old lady, hey, lady. Only, old lady.
Wait a minute. Yo, Ricola.
Ricola. Ricola. Ricola.
Yeah. That's excellent. That was your Gene Autry.
Oh, Gene.
And Applecheeks noted that he only died in 1998.
Oh, really? It lived a while ago.
On October 2nd?
Oh, what are the chances?
I didn't know that. Wow. We've had a Twilight Zone moment here on the Lost Mower, man.
Serendipity. And what was the name of that one? I hate it when they don't repeat that, like a chorus or something.
Oh,
it
yeah. That's
goes on.
It's one of the numbered one. It's a Yodel number 5.
Okay.
By Gene Autry. That's bizarro, man.
It is, man. I love it.
The anniversary of his death.
but that shit happens a little too often to floor me anymore.
Yeah.
Anniversary of his death. There you go.
Yeah.
Remember Gene.
We're here on the Possum Hour, man. All right. We got to get the fuck out of here. Man, this show goes so fast anymore.
Yeah, it does.
Don't it?
It sure do.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Burning
Blue
daylight.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time. Well, yeah, we're going to cut it off and put on the end song. All right? Cool with that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right.
In fact, it was perfect timing. I'm just finishing up my Mark Twain cigar. That was a big-ass cigar.
Cool. All right.
Nice 90-minute cigar.
Let's say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And energize!
Appreciate you, let's find love while we may, because I know I'll hate you when you are old and gray. So say you love me here and now, I'll make the most of that. Say you love and trust me, for I know you'll disgust me when you're old and getting fat. An awful debility, a lesson you futility. A loss of mobility is a strong possibility. In all probability, I'll lose my virility, and you your fertility and desirability. And this liability of total sterility will lead to hostility and a sense of futility. So let's act with agility while we still have facility, for we'll soon reach senility and lose the ability. Your teeth will start to go, dear. Your waist will start to spread. In 20 years or so, dear, I'll wish that you were dead. I'll never love you then at all the way I do today. So please remember, when I leave in December, I told you so in May.
Missed it by that much.
My Mark Twain one just killed it. Good joke.
Well, when you try to squeeze too much possum back into the tube there, and that's what happens, you know. It's the last line of the song.
We're just trying to get them to listen back to the archives.
That's right.
Evil trick.
It's a trick. Tricky, listening to the archives. They need closure. All right, man. Well, if everything works out, we'll do another one next week. How's that?
Sounds good.
Yeah. In the meantime, I got... We got the Big Mamu in Louisville.
Louisville, huh?
Yeah. Oy. It's the last one. It's the last show, though. It's Mikey's last show, too, so.
All right.
The last show.
You and Mikey again. All right, cool.
Me and Mikey again. This is the fourth or fifth one we've done this. I think fifth.
No shit. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot. Yeah, I usually do two with him. So. Extra the Getta Fest and the two-parter, and then this one. No, and then an extra four.
Sweet.
Six here. He's a good guy. We get along. You know.
That's important.
What the hell? Down in Louisville this weekend at the Wool Fest. The Wool Fest.
The Wool Fest?
Wool Fest. Wool. So I don't know what to expect.
It sounds interesting.
Could be interesting. All right, man. Well, thank you, sir. You were impeccable as always.
Fun time. Good posse. Good tunes.
Tip the hat check, girl.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while she'll give you a hand job.
And Beetlejuice.
Go get a Bobert.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
You can't beat that with a stick.
Nope.
Out of here.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.